Hi everyone, this is Ashley and you're listening to Ashleyander Presents. And this week I am presenting Alexa. She has her own podcast here in Utah and it's called Munching with Moguls. And if you're a podcast listener, then I'm sure you're familiar with it. And she inspires me, so that's the reason why I reached out to her and wanted to get together and take some photos and interview her. And that's basically what my podcast will be about, me taking photos and interviewing my subjects and also reaching out to some up-and-coming social media influencers and getting some information to you guys as to what they have up-and-coming in projects or how they got started and just kind of motivating everyone. And they're probably people that inspire me as well. My podcast is inspired from a YouTuber with the hashtag Do What You Can't, and I am turning 25 this week, so I have a whole thing I'm going to set up with my YouTube channel as to doing things I want to do before I turn 30, so in the next 5 years, I'm going to be filming a lot of my life, and I hope you guys are around and subscribing and sticking with me and listening and, you know, showing me some support. And as well, if any of you listening have anything you want to share, want to be on my podcast or anything, I am more than so down for collaborations and taking photos of any of my subscribers that would love to be interviewed. So just keep that in mind and contact me if anything. But today is about Alexa's podcast, so I do want to have you listen. And I hope you guys subscribe if you're not subscribed to her podcast, because she is such an amazing person, has a great personality, the kindest person I've ever met. And here she is.
I'm Alexa Jorgensen, and I run a podcast that's called Munching with Moguls, and our Instagram is at Munching with Moguls. And I have been working in kind of a startup industry for the last 3-4 years, and I got to meet so many amazing women through my job. And so I finally decided one day that I needed to start a podcast because there are so many amazing women out there that I wanted to feature. And so I just did it. I just went for it. And now it's turned into this fun little community and I really enjoyed doing it. So yeah, that's a little bit about me.
Perfect. Okay. So in this case, I mean, I was listening to like a lot of like catching up. I was listening to your podcast last night. And one thing I noticed that a lot of like everyone you've interviewed, it's just like in the community of starting your own business or photography or social media account or whatever it may be, there is a lot of like self-doubt in the process.
Totally.
And it's kind of refreshing to hear and then also kind of like scary to hear at the same time, because in this sense, like a lot of the listeners are also people that are trying to start their own thing or business or whatever the case may be. And in that sense, it kind of makes you feel like you're not alone. And that's what I think everyone loves about your podcast. And I love that as well. I'm just like, okay, that's cool. I'm in the same bubble. It's not, it's not that weird. But also, I feel like it's kind of different also starting off of zero. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's literally numbers that we're looking at when we're starting all this. It's like, and I think some of the people you interviewed were like people that started forever ago before everything was even what it is now. Exactly. And so, you know, I don't feel like they're in the same bubble exactly, unless it's someone starting from zero and then we watch them go to 4 million or something, you know? So in that sense, I mean, in that sense, you would be the one that's like in our bubble, right? You're the one that's just recently you started?
Back in May.
Okay. And we're seeing you grow as it goes. Can you talk about like some of your struggles you've had while starting it, or like doubts and how you've overcome it? Like how you're overcoming
it? Well, I mean, even starting it, I was like, I feel like there is a demographic for this, but I obviously had no idea. So I was like, okay, like I'm just gonna start it and hope for the best and hope that people besides my mother actually listen. And surprise, my mom doesn't even listen sometimes. But it really has, like, I've been so lucky to have it grow to, like, now we've had over, like, 75,000 downloads, which is ridiculous.
Wow, yeah.
But, like, so exciting. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely difficult to, I don't know, it's hard for me to be passionate about something and not have time to necessarily put what I want to into it because I see so much potential for it. But I think for me, I get kind of like bummed sometimes because my job for the last couple years has been like, you make this company look great. Like, that's your goal. Like, whether it's the way you market them through a campaign or the photo shoots you create or the events you execute or the social media that you portray, like, that has been my job. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm pretty good at it. And so to do that and not be able to necessarily put that all into my business as well, because I think I can make Munchin with Moguls be really appealing and I think the branding could be great and I think all these things, but, like, there's just no time.
Yeah.
For it, because obviously everything I do with the podcast is, like, on my own time, like, in the mornings or at night usually. So if I want to do anything, like, work on an email list or fix any branding stuff, like, I usually have to hire someone for that or, you know, try and find time out of my own life to do that. So I think that's been hard for me is, like, when you see so much potential for something and trying to actually execute that and, like, make time for it. When you see such a clear vision, I think has been what's hard for me. And I guess just getting through that is like, I think you find out what you're truly passionate about when you have to actually like execute something you're passionate about. Mm-hmm. Because like so many things that I've wanted to do, I'm like, great. Well, like, I guess I'll have to do it on my own time. And then I don't. Cause like, I love it, but I'm not super stoked about it.
Yeah.
But with this, it's like, I'll be up till who knows when just like working on podcast stuff because I think it's so fun and like talking to some of my friends about it and we'll just talk all freaking night about the podcast and like the things behind it and the meaning and all that stuff. And then I feel like that's when it's kind of how I get through it, is just realizing like the true passion behind it and like why I'm so stoked. Because right. Then I'm like, oh yeah, like it's totally meant to be and I love investing time in it. So I feel like that's what helps me get through it, even though like I don't always have that time.
Yeah.
I don't know if that answers the question.
No, yeah, no, that's totally understandable. I mean, I could see that. I mean, I'm sure anyone that's kind of doing what they love has to struggle with the fact, like, they still have to, like, live their everyday life to
yeah.
get to where they want to be. Because it's funny, like, if you were to think of, like, if I had all the money in the world, what wouldn't I get done in totally. What I want to do?
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when you put that factor in, it kind of, like, I think that's kind of, like, maybe a struggle everyone's going through when they're starting
totally,
it, right?
Totally.
You're just like, yeah, I could do this, but I kind of have to, like, live my life at the same time, mm-hmm. and I'm sure there's downtime you want to get into as well.
Like, yeah.
Just be a regular person at the same time. So, I totally understand that, and I had seen, what was it, like, a month ago, or how long ago did you did, like, a luncheon, or, right?
Yeah, it was a dinner.
A dinner.
Yeah. And so I wanted to, like, it's great to have a social media, like, community, and I think that's so fun, but I wanted to get to know people in person, because there's so many people who have messaged me, like, multiple times asking questions, or, like, sharing their comments, or their thoughts on the podcast, and I just wanted to talk to them in real life, and, like, hear their stories, not just over DM or email, but in real life. So it was, like, podcast dinner, so we had, like, a full-on catered dinner, and then we had past podcast guests come, and they did, like, a Q&A, so people beforehand sent in their questions for different panel members, and we just had this fun little Q&A, but, like, everyone got to participate, and, like, half the people left in tears, because it was, like, we talked about some really, like, mental health, and just some really, like, cool things, and, yeah, so, like, we all were able to bond as, like, women that night, and that was the goal.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I like that. I was actually really, like, I don't know, inspired, motivated. I was like, that's awesome. I'm like, she started, it's going well, she's getting, like, a group of people to actually meet up.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, I think that's the cool thing about social media. You follow people you, like, are interested in, and then you see them progress, and you're kind of, like,
oh, really?
You're a part of the journey as you're watching.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's really awesome. You mentioned, like, I have noticed that in most of them you are talking to, or someone's mentioning some type of mental health issue or like a struggle they're going through on an
yeah.
everyday thing.
Yeah.
How do you feel in a sense everyone kind of has some type of mental health problem, but it's only now that people are actually acknowledging it or even
yeah.
talking about it more?
Yeah, 100%. I think everyone has a little bit of something. And by no means does that mean that, like, my mental health issues or someone else's mental health issues are as bad as someone who, like, is something they've been suffering their whole life and they have to take medicine for and they've gone through doctor to doctor. Like, because I totally understand that there are more cases that are, like, severe. But I think that everyone has a little bit of anxiety or everyone has a little bit of depression, and, like, different people, it obviously affects differently and you have it in different ways. And I think that's totally okay. And I think it's cool our society now is, like, more open to talking about it and saying, like, it's cool and it's mine and I'm gonna own it, because I think, like, I had anxiety and I think for a long time I didn't own that. I was just like, that's not anxiety, that's, like, something else. And so I didn't own it, and then when I finally decided to own it is when it got better. And it's not cured. I don't think you're ever cured from, like, a mental illness. I don't think it stays forever. But right. You just get better at it and get to know it better, and it, like, ebbs and flows throughout your life.
True. And that's what I like about that, because even if it's, like, video or podcast or whatever, like, talking about the issue kind of simmers down the anxiety, just knowing there's others like you. And in a sense, also, I feel like, well, I mean, in business, just in general, like, I think you mentioned that in a podcast here, like, saying that anxiety, like, you know, just being in a business world or running your own business, like, you'll experience anxiety if you haven't yet.
For sure.
So, and I think that's awesome too, but I also think, like, it's, like, all these people that I admire and things like that, I've realized there are also people that are like, you're scared of that, then that means you have to go do it. Like, you know?
Totally.
And one of, like, there's one specific, like, YouTuber that I'm, like, always constantly watching and things like that. It's just, like, a filmmaker. And I think I posted on my Instagram page today about that. It's just, like, do what you can, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just do what you, in a list of whatever you think you can't do, do it, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I love about the social media thing. Like, it's just all these millions of people doing something that probably their community might doubt or might not even factor in as something that could be huge.
Yeah.
And another thing people don't understand, and I think that's why I like podcasting, is if you build a community or if everyone helps each other out in some type of way, I just feel like you bring your chances up higher of making it. And that's kind of like everyone helping out each other.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't get that, I feel like, still. They're just kind of like, I don't want to get involved, or I don't want to do this. And that's a bad thing, I think, about our, like, there's a good percentage of us that are getting involved, and then there's a good percentage of us that are just sitting there.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
And I get it, though, because sometimes I can get in a funk and I'm just like, I just want to sit here.
Totally.
That's it. And so with that in mind, like, what do you do to get yourself out of a funk?
Oh my gosh, that's tough. I think realizing that it's totally okay to be in a funk, because, like, I have had anxiety for years, and in, like, high school and college, I didn't really realize what that was. And there were days where I just, like, literally wouldn't get out of bed all day. Like, I just didn't want to do it. And I'm definitely out of that phase now, because I eliminated a lot of the stress in my life, which was school. And I don't suggest dropping out of school for everyone, but, like, that's what helped me. But I think, like, funk-wise, because I think there's totally times where, like, because there's so many things happening, I'm like, if I just would rather do nothing, you know, like, there's so many things that you need to do that you almost don't want to do any of it at all. Mm-hmm. When if you just started on your list, like, you would actually feel so much better. But you know what I mean? Like, your checklist of things to do. But I think what's been important for me is realizing that, like, your body has a voice and it has so much to say. And I think learning to listen to that more. And so if there's a day, it's very rare for me now, but if there's a day where I'm like, I just want to lay here, and, like, I'm going to watch a whole season of a show that's not worth my time at all, I'm like, I just need that, like, for today. And I don't do it every week. I don't do it, you know, maybe it's, like, once a month or something, when my body just says that's what I need, is to just, like, relax and go on a walk and sit and do nothing for no reason. It's okay to do that, and I feel like I used to do it a lot, and I don't think that's very healthy because you obviously need to be productive. But, like, if it happens once a month or once every other month, like, you're going to be just fine. You
probably need it.
Yeah, you need it. You need that time to, like, recuperate. And honestly, there's so many people who have a hard time doing nothing, but I'm like, you should take a day to do nothing. And I feel like for me, like, when that funk happens, I think the important thing is, like, embracing the funk.
Yeah.
For, like, a second. And I've heard that with anything, like, anxiety or sadness or any emotion you're feeling is, like, take a second. Embrace it. If you feel like you want to cry, cry. Whatever. Embrace that emotion and then move on. Like, it's not okay to stay there and mope forever, but I think getting out of a funk for me has been, like, embracing that. And then it's like, okay, I took my time to be exhausted and sleep more than I should have or watch this, and now I'm gonna, okay, like, I feel good, I feel rejuvenated, and then I can move on to the next thing. And then you shower, you get up. I think getting ready,
yeah,
like, gets you right out of that. It's like, I'm gonna look
so true. Everyone get
fabulous today, okay? And you're like, okay, I had yesterday to be nasty and wear booty shorts and a t-shirt all day and have greasy hair, and today I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna work out and I'm gonna get ready and I'm gonna go, and it's gonna be great.
That's true. That's a great answer. I think that's perfect because, I mean, it's so, like, when you talk about it, it, like, makes sense. Like, everything, you know, when people are like, be organized, get ready, have a schedule. And you're like, yes, yes, yes. And then you're like, you know,
yeah,
you get in those moments, you're like, ugh. Like,
totally.
But I think it's just, like, self-motivation. In this sense, like, what do you think is the answer or, like, the key to happiness, in your opinion? Because everyone has their own opinion.
Yeah, for sure. That's tough. I think it's finding the balance between loving yourself and loving other people, because to say that, like, just serving other people or sharing your love is going to bring you complete happiness, I don't think is true, because I'm, like, a person that I love everybody, but there's only a few people I give, like, my full heart and dedication to, and when I choose those people, I expect them to be, like, committed to my life, whether it's my friends or my family. And I think sometimes you can't always, people are going to make their own choices, and that's what life is.
Right.
So I think saying that, like, service is what will bring you true happiness or whatever it is true. But I think you need to find the balance between self-love and loving other people, and that's what brings you true happiness, is, like, loving yourself enough that no matter what people do or say or act towards you, you're still going to love yourself and be happy. But then when you're confident with who you are and what you believe in and what you stand for and listening to your own voice and your soul speaking to you, then you can go out and help other people. And then, like, when you pair those two things together of being confident on your own, in yourself and in your spirit, then you can help other people in such an amazing, deeper way, because you actually understand yourself. And I think that's what brings true happiness, is you understand your passions more, you understand the things you want to do in life, you understand other people better because you understand yourself. So I think taking time to, some people just kind of, like, skip that phase,
right?
And they just go from, like this one phase, and they're like, and now I'm married and I moved on and I have all these people in my life, which is great, but I think you have to take that time to, like, figure out yourself, understand it, and then move on to helping and loving. And obviously you can do that while you're trying to figure yourself out too, but I think figuring out both of those things will bring you to your happiness. That's if that makes sense at all.
No, I think it does. It's like having a balance of both things.
Totally. You know? And, like, I talk about this on my podcast all the time of, like, I don't think balance is a thing, but I think it just comes with, like, and you'll never fully feel like you know yourself all the way, I don't think. Like, I wish that I did, but there's always going to be a little aspect of something, because life changes, mm-hmm. that I don't understand, but yeah, I think that's one really important thing, so.
That's perfect. Perfect. All right, so make sure you guys check out her podcast, and also, I got the okay from a DJ from Australia. Her handle on Instagram is spelled NYXEN, so check her out on Spotify. I love her music, and I know you'll love her music too. Also, another recommendation I'd love to give you guys is to check out the show Atypical on Netflix. Such a great show. You guys should watch it. It's so funny. And, you know, you learn a lot about... You guys just have to check it out. Trust me. But that's it for today, and I will be uploading soon again next week. Bye. Thank you.